Support for the Source Podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at groundbreakingresearch.org.
Live from the John L. Santico studio in downtown San Antonio, this is The Source from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. In the second half of the program, we're going to be asking you to tell us your memories of Brackenridge Park. But right now, lead exposure is a serious health concern, and special attention is required when there is the possibility of lead contaminating drinking water. Once ingested, even a small amount of lead can lead to a range of health issues. Especially vulnerable populations like children and pregnant women need to be aware of this. Last week, the San Antonio Water System SAWS notified 300,000 customers of possible lead in their pipes, and there is no reason to panic. We're joined by the CEO of SAWS, Robert Puente, to find out more and to answer your questions. You can call in. The number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. And Robert Puente, welcome back to The Source.
Well, hello. Thank you.
So what brought about the sending out of the 300,000 letters to SAWS customers?
This is a federal mandate. The EPA sent out a new rule. It's called the Lead and Copper Rule, where every utility in the United States is required to take an inventory of how much lead is in their service area.
Just because someone got one of these letters doesn't mean they have lead in their pipes, right?
No, not at all. And I appreciate your introductory comment that they have nothing to worry about. There's a whole series of different rules that have been passed in, and we are taking advantage of. One of them, for example, is that post-1989, if your home was built after 1989, you do not have lead. That was outlawed in that year. So all of those homes, we already have an inventory of those homes. We already know that there's no lead to be concerned about. These 300,000 that we sent out, here are homes that we do not know, and so we need to know. We need to make that inventory because of the EPA mandate, but we were going to assist those homeowners with that endeavor.
Now, this is focusing on the service line, which connects your home to the main line of water. Is that it?
Correct. This is the water line that goes from the meter out in the curb to your home. So it travels through your front yard, your backyard, from the street area where the meter's at to the actual piping in your home. That's called the service line.
Now, the other thing, San Antonio has very alkaline water. It's very base. It's not acidic at all. And so thinking about that, you know, it's if you have an acidic water, then and if you have lead pipes, then you're more likely to be having lead exposure. So that's some other comfort to be thinking about with the quality of water that we have.
That is correct. But the key is the infrastructure that you have. The water that we obtain from the Edwards Aquifer and our other sources is tested multiple times a day, and we're confident about its quality. The concern is after it gets from our main into the service line and then into your home.
Now, the SAWS is offering people to test their water or their pipes. What are you looking to offer folks?
One of the things that we have to do is, as I mentioned, that inventory. And so on our own, we are already in the process of checking some of these homes that these letters have gone out to. For example, we have a very active program project where we are changing out every meter in San Antonio to a digital meter. As we're doing that, we have exposed the water meter area, and so we are able to look and see whether or not it is a copper line or a regular PVC line. So we are doing some of that already. And so those are some of the things that we can do on behalf of the homeowner to make sure they don't have this lead service line.
So if it's a copper line, typically they would use lead to weld the copper line together, right?
Oftentimes, yes. So that lead is the problem. The copper, not so much, but the lead is the problem.
And so what happens if a person finds out I do have lead pipes? Do they automatically have to have them changed out?
Well, obviously it is in their best interest to have it changed out. It's quite expensive because essentially you're having to take out the line from the curb to your home. obviously different costs depending on the length and the type of earth that you're in, the soil that it's in. So it's quite expensive. In the meantime, what can be done is filters at the tap, at the source, where you get the water inside your home.
Do you have any idea, since you all sent out 300,000 of these letters, what's the thought that how many of those homes, like a percentage, a ballpark, will actually have lead pipes?
We believe it's going to be very, very, very small. The initial testing that we have done, we haven't seen any yet, and we've gone quite a ways to find these out. So San Antonio is a relatively young city compared to the northeastern cities, and so that's where a lot of the issues are, especially the lead issues are in the northeastern part of our country. So we have very little lead here. Lead was not used here often enough, and so we see we don't see the problem surfacing yet. We are confident that SAWS itself, our lines have no lead. The service lines that we've investigated, we haven't found very many at all that have lead. Very, very, very few.
And do you have to report back to the EPA what you find?
Yes. there is a whole schedule on what we find. It is very expensive if we have to go to each home to try to find out if it's lead or not. So we're looking at different technologies, different ways to find that out. We know, for example, that some neighborhoods, you can test one or two homes on a block, and can you figure out from that logistically that the rest of the homes probably also do not have lead. So those kinds of things, we're working with the EPA to see if we can do the inventory in a very less expensive way. And it is quite expensive. As a matter of fact, our SAWS in the last couple of months, our board appropriated $10 million for this endeavor. And that's just the inventory part of it.
But I'm sure there are a lot of people who got that letter. I know it happened in my household when we got the letter. There were people who were, you know, we were kind of like, what is this? This sounds pretty drastic. It sounds alarming. And unfortunately, we were able to find out that, oh, okay, and put it in context. So are you getting a lot of feedback, people saying?
yes. You know, part of the cost is having to set up telephone lines, additional individuals that have been trained and educated to answer the questions that we get from the public. Even the drafting of the letter went through a lot of different iterations to get to the point where it gets people's attention, but at the same time doesn't cause them to get very concerned, but at least concerned enough to call us back, tell us they want testing, or they already know themselves that they do not have lead.
All right, and then they need to report that to you. So we're going to take a break here. We're going to continue our conversation talking about lead in pipes here in San Antonio and the San Antonio Water System's effort to deal with that under the law. If you got a question or a comment, give us a call, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. You can also email us at thesource@tpr.org, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. In the second half hour, we're going to be talking about the history of Brackenridge Park. They're going to be celebrating its 125th birthday this weekend with a big bash. And we do want to hear your memories of running through Brackenridge Park as a kid and having fun. And it's been going on for 125 years. We want to hear your stories. But right now we're talking about lead in the in our pipes, possible. Happening. SAWS, San Antonio Water System, is addressing that, trying to provide some clarity and investigating what is actually happening with that. We're joined by the CEO of SAWS, Robert Puente. So tell me, Robert Puente, what is SAWS offering to do in terms of testing?
Well, we go to the home, we look at our records, county records, all kinds of information to see if there's in fact lead. If there is lead, we will be offering to change out that service line, but it has to be at the homeowner's cost.
Okay, and but that would be, it would be like, okay, we've identified this, you do have lead, and we're going to help you fix this. And when you say, so they will get a bill from SAWS to do that? Like a one-time bill, or would it be broken up, or how would that work?
Those details haven't been worked out yet, first of all, because it's just in the preliminary stages of the inventory. A quicker fix is the filters at your kitchen tap, things like that. So this very drastic expense of digging up your yard and taking out that service line is still in the process of figuring out how we're going to do it, what are the details of that program, and seeing how many people would want to take advantage of that.
All right, let's go to a caller. We have Darren on the phones, and Darren, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking my call. My question is, the lead is something that you're talking about in the service line, but prior to 1989, it was still allowed to be in solder for use inside the house, too. So it seems like filtration might be a good idea because I can't see people wanting to, you know, basically take all the copper lines out of their house and redo them. So that was kind of a question slash comment.
How? Thank you for that, Darren. How good of a job does filtration work? I mean, there are commercial, I can go to the store, Home Depot, and buy a filter. Is that going to be good enough?
Yes. You know, obviously, these filters, if you buy them legitimately at an established store like these big box stores, they do the job. These fly-by-night salesmen come to your door. That's to stay away from. So, yes, the service line could be non-copper, non-lead. Your interior plumbing could have lead, and that's what you have to be concerned about also.
Is there a way to, like a home test that I can do to see if there's lead? I know I can get a home test to see if my paint in my, if I have an old home, is lead. I can just rub this substance on there and it'll tell me if it's it turns up red or something, and that's, oh, this is lead. Is there anything like that that I should be looking for to test my water?
Yes, you can do that also with some kits to test your home water coming out of your tap. We do that also. You know, we at different times we will get requests from a neighborhood, a homeowner, and we test their water, make sure everything is good for them also.
Let's go to another caller, and our number is 833-877-8255, and we have Mike. And Mike, you're on the air.
Oh, yes, thank you for taking my call. Mr. Puente, you had mentioned that I think you had already identified a very small number of homes that have had lead in their pipes. Can you tell me what, do you have any information as to what years those homes were built?
Thank you for the call, Mike.
If I can clarify your question, we have not found homes with interior plumbing that have lead. Obviously, we don't have access to that. The service lines is what we're talking about, and those would be homes built prior to 1989.
So the reason why we're so concerned about lead is that we know that this is something that is especially really bad for children when it comes to their intellectual development, that this can be harmful for brain development and that it can basically knock off the edges on their IQ and cause attention issues, behavioral problems, learning disabilities, cognitive deficits. So this is a serious issue, particularly for children. According to the CDC, there is no safe level of lead exposure. So do y'all, when you are working on this, Robert Puente, do y'all feel like this is something of serious health consequence?
It is if you have lead. But even if that is the case, what happened in Flint was not because they had lead pipes. It's because they mixed two different water sources.
Right.
That then created a situation where it was peeling off the lead, or the lead was coming out because of that different chemistry of the water. Our water chemistry from, we have nine different sources of water, surface water, different aquifers, but it's all treated the same to be exactly like Edwards water. And so even if you have a lead pipe, you will not necessarily be ingesting lead. So that is something that we need to let the public know. There's that situation where they don't have to worry that much. But if you do have lead, yes, it is important for you to get a filter or do whatever you can to minimize that situation.
Right. Just to give a little more detail about what you're talking about with Flint, Michigan, and the crisis they had there when they changed their water sources. So there was this is naturally occurring like a substance that would protect the water from the lead pipe. So the water never actually came in contact with the lead pump. There was this benign substance there. And when they changed it, it became a more acidic water, and it ate away at that inner substance, and then the water started to leach away at the lead pipes, and so they had that crisis. And that's not something that we're seeing here in San Antonio. In fact, just the opposite, because our water is coming from the aquifer that it has. It doesn't have that effect. It's not acidic at all. Let's go to George on the phones. And George, you're on the air.
Yes, you're very well intentioned, Mr. Puente, but I got a letter day before yesterday, and I made a point to immediately go to the website, and I went to the form that is on the website. And when I did that, it says right up front to put the first digits of your where you live, and then the first letters. And I did that, and it came, and it said, for some reason, it says suggested addresses. Now, why that part of the form exists, we all know where we live, but whatever reason, that they did that, and it kept on coming up with the suggested was someplace else, and someplace else, and someplace else. And it wouldn't let me continue through the form. Today, I contacted customer service, and after going through four electronic gateways, I eventually got to somebody in customer service and asked them about it. And they said, oh, well, when you put the first three letters of your address, you have to include west or east or south as part of the first three letters. It doesn't indicate that on the form. So if that's the case, you're not going to get as much of a response if they don't even see that in the form. Evidently, the form wasn't well beta tested by the lead team, because, I mean, it doesn't say that. And so you're kind of stuck with, I mean, I assume a lot less of a response, because people just hit that wall, and a lot of folks, let's okay. be honest, I mean,
well, George, thank you for that great information. You know, that's all part of the process, figuring out these bugs along the way. So, Robert Puente, your reaction?
Well, I think we all know that if you have an address that begins with west or east, north or south, you need to put that on there. Otherwise, somebody, if your address is North St. Mary's and you don't put north, somebody on South St. Mary's can get it. So your address is your address. It includes the full name, which is North. But we will look at that to see if there's just a better way or some more information on the website to be able to do that.
So we're talking about lead in pipes and lead in the water, but really the concern is about lead in the blood, in the bodies of our children here in San Antonio. The state of Texas does have a lead surveillance program. There is a requirement by Medicare for CHIPS for kids who are taking CHIP insurance to be tested for lead. And so we do have data that shows that that there is a high level of lead contamination in the blood of children in certain neighborhoods in San Antonio. In San Antonio, there, according to reporting that I have done over the years, there are 17 zip codes that have surpassed the state average for blood lead in their blood. And there are two zip codes here in San Antonio that are much higher. That shows that we do have a problem with lead in getting children being exposed to lead. I mean, that is happening.
Yes, but not from water. It might be from paint. It might be from the soil outside. These older neighborhoods that are close to manufacturing facilities, it may be coming from there. But we are very confident it's not because of the water.
And so and we need to do, I guess, through the process of elimination through this program, we're able to make that assertion with a lot more certainty?
Oh, yes. And I'm very certain about it now.
And so how long do you think this program will be going on? I mean, what do you see this as? Is this going to be ongoing? Will this always be something that San Antonio and homeowners need to be on the lookout for? Will this need to be something that homeowners need to disclose when they put their homes up for sale? I mean, what's the future of this issue?
Well, it's a very long term issue. The inventory part of it is just the beginning. And so you can imagine when almost every huge problem, you have to have a period of identifying what the problem is, where it is, and then come the solution. So right now, under the EPA rules, the first rule is, where are we? What do we have? What is the inventory of potential lead pipes in your system? So that process itself is going to take years upon years. But in the meantime, at least for the San Antonio individuals, the ones that get their water from the San Antonio water system, we're very confident. We can assure our customers that they don't have an issue right now. And if they think they do, call us and we will be inspecting their system to let them know at least what they have and what their what the consequences can be and what they should be doing.
And I imagine they're going to be getting a lot of those requests. What do you think is going to be the wait time until SAWS is able to get to someone who signs up today?
It won't be immediate as far as you letting us know today and we'd be out there that week. There's a lot of requests coming in, limited man force, limited appropriations to fund this program. Nothing from the federal government, for example. It all has to be by our current ratepayers. And so we're in the process of trying to figure out how long it will take. But right now, the wait time is weeks.
And this is happening all over the country. This isn't just happening here, right?
Correct. It's a countrywide rule by EPA. We don't think that the change in administration is going to change this. You know, there's a lot of talk about the new EPA executives that the new administration is putting in. So we're confident this rule is there to stay.
Well, I mean, the letters have gone out. People have looked at them, received them. Some of them people are concerned and they want to be able to know that they are safe, that they're not at risk, and that there is no reason to panic and they can still continue to use the tap water.
Yes, and we encourage them to do that. And if you have any questions, our numbers on that letter, just call us. You know, and we understand there might be a little bit of a wait time, but we will get to it. We will answer your questions and hopefully allay your concerns.
And the SAWS lead line is at 210-233-2212, 210-233-2212. And you could also search for your address at the SAWS Project Lead Map, which is on their website. Robert Puente, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about Brackenridge Park. They're going to have a big party, 125 years of this wonderful park and how it came to be. And what are your memories of Brackenridge Park? This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. We'll be right back.